It's not me. I'm not settling down. Not around here.
Who is talking right now?
Who do you think?
You only speak from experience.
And experience tells you that this is the voice that belongs to...
some fucking guy I don't even fucking know.
Yeah, right, man.
I can tell you this. I don't know who you are. I know Jason and I know Taylor, and you're not fucking either of them.
It's Chris.
So that's what I'm saying. Yeah, your name is Chris. Chris Kringle.
Oh, don't tell me that you haven't heard about Chris.
Wait, I've heard about Chris. Chris, you and I have a lot in common right now.
Yes, we do, sir.
Buddy, we got fucking problems, bro. Here we
go. Yeah, I would actually like to discuss them with you to learn a little bit about the fucking process.
Why do we have such lady problems? I got fucking divorced woman with kid, and then I have crazy, beautiful women that tell me they love me, and then all of a sudden they fuck me over.
Jason told me about that. That's some bullshit, man. And then on the other side,
we're good guys, that's why.
On the other side, I really never expected your voice to sound like this in talking, even though I've heard, I actually saw you on FaceTime on Jason's iMac when he was living at fucking,
Molly's.
Yeah.
Who is Molly?
Don't worry about it, man. It's Molly. Molly's Molly. But yeah, and I imagine that if you've heard any of my music, you probably think the same thing. But I think it's really interesting the way your voice sounds on a phone compared to the way that it sounds recorded.
I actually heard a song of you singing, and your voice sounds completely different talking and singing. And I get it.
Yeah. Right.
Let me tell you something, buddy. You and I have similar paths.
Yeah, it looks like it.
You know why? We have faith in our life. And
yeah.
We put things... You can never get rid of the faith in your heart, but we put substances and we put people, we put drama, we put all these things before it. And at the end of the day, we have it in our gut. We have it in our heart. And that's something that people like... most people don't get the God thing. You got it.
Yeah.
Now, what you're going through with your woman and your kid, I hate. You do have a kid. You have a baby, right?
Yeah. No.
How old
you're
is
right
your
on
baby?
Track. 14 months. Tomorrow.
Dude, I hate this for you. I hate this for you with the passion. Because you were dealt with a card that you did not even plan on or see coming. I was dealt with the same kind of card, and it worked out to that I have my kid 50-50. But I'm going to tell you, it's not easy. And your kid is everything to you, and I get it. Mm-hmm. Women are crazy, man. They don't know what they have, and they don't... Right now you're thinking, how can you do this for a kid? All I'm saying is, try to get to the point where you can get with your kid as much as humanly possible. What is your kid's name?
Elijah.
Elijah?
Uh-huh.
So you have a little boy, and it's got a biblical name. Dude, let me tell you something. I hate this for you, because I feel it, and I know it. Very comfortably do I know it. Give it a little bit more time, but where are you guys at, Chris? I don't mean to pry in your business, but I can help you.
Yeah, no, I don't mind at all. Here, hey Jay, can I walk away with your phone?
But here, you gotta take both of them.
I have to record it. Okay. Yeah, this is gonna go in Creatures Moments, really?
No, just do it.
Okay, fine. I am... fuck, I wish we knew. we're in the middle of me asking her. I've asked her 3 times now over the past month and a week. You know, are you planning on divorcing me? Like, just trying to get it out of her. Like, if that's what you're going for, then fucking do it. But if not, because of the way that she left our home and took half the money and all that, like, there's nothing I can do. I'm kind of in a really rough position where it's going to take 3 months, 2 to 3 months to get a place.
Right.
Oh, fuck. Hold on. Somebody's phone's dying here.
It's okay. Are you outside?
Yeah. Hold on. Where?
Can you hear? Am I on speaker or can you just hear me through the phone?
Well, you're on speaker, but hold on. Tell me your phone number. Because these, it's both of these phones are about to die, so... Hold on.
615-477-3247.
3247.
You got it.
Okay, I'm calling you. Switch over.
I'm calling
up. Alright, bye. Hey. Okay, so I've got all these fuckers' phones and they're all dead because they don't charge their shit.
Right? No, that was my job as husband. Like, my wife never fucking charges her phone, so I was always chasing after it. Like, you gotta plug it in!
You actually can. She can say counseling all day long, but she is... Well, she's not too far gone. She never even got there. She never got past it to where she can be gone. She's young. She's got to figure out who she is. She's got to figure out what she believes. She's got to figure out, you know, like, she's just... My religion... Because she recognized it, and because I recognized it in her, but now she's got to actually live life and go through hardships and realize that she needs a savior. And there's nothing I can do about that. You know? And it's been a really hard fucking track, but she will figure that out. Knowing Alyssa, she's got to figure it out. Yeah, that's not my job. You know, that belongs to him. That belongs to him. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's
He's my world. He's everything. That's what my dad said, that
reality is, well, and what he said was, if Elijah is raised by Alyssa, he doesn't really have a whole lot of option to learn about Jesus. But if he's raised by dad, then he'll know. And I see the logic in it, but the reality is, predestination. And Elijah is going to be taken care of if Elijah is going to be taken care of. He's named after one of the greatest prophets in the Bible. The boy is fucking phenomenal. Like, we do not stop getting compliments from this kid. Or over this kid. And this boy is going to be okay no matter who raises him. And I don't want, the boy should not be without his dad just as much as he should not be without his mom. And I want her back, you know. I'm not trying to break it up or anything. She is. And I'm just trying to get her back. Right. I can imagine. Oh, shit. Yeah. Fuck, that's brutal. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Because I'm not good, he's good. I'm not loving, he's loving. I'm not anything that's appropriate except whatever he is in me. That's all we are. That's all we are, is broken. He's everything. He's everything good. Well, see, I got these other issues though. That one of her gripes is that Elijah shouldn't be spanked 3 times. He should be spanked once, and he should only be spanked on very seldom occasions. And the reality is, he's a match, and he's stubborn as fuck. And this kid is gonna fight to the end of the earth, and he does. And I told her that, and she ignored it, and you know, she left and took the kid. And then every single time I see him, every single time, at the end of our visit, he's not done playing. And if she picks him up off the playground, he balls his ass off. And he throws a tantrum and he'll drop himself on the floor. And keep in mind, he's 14 months. But this kid already knows what's up. And he'll throw his ass on the floor and he'll throw a tantrum. Yeah. He doesn't even know how to talk yet, but he knows what's up. And he'll throw his ass on the floor and he'll ball his ass out. Like, out this fucking, he'll throw a full tantrum. But if I pick him off of the playground and I go, it's time to go, nothing. He's like, okay. Because he knows dad spanks. Even though at the beginning of the meeting, he doesn't even remember who I am. By the end of it, he does. And he knows that's dad. Well, so everybody brings that up, and the problem is, the original plan was to just let her say whatever she wants to say. She said all kinds of extra shit that nobody really expected to happen, and by the end of it, she was just straight up bullying my ass. And once we got there, I was like, you know what? No more. And so I was seeing her daily at the park at the end of the day, after my work day. Excuse me. And, you know, I was able to see the kid, but one of her demands was that he shouldn't be spanked. And it was completely irrelevant because I saw him for 30 minutes a day. It's like, you need to, like, observe a kid and, like, understand how to spank him and why to spank him. You know, you need to know his habits. Like, what is he doing? You need more time than half an hour. So it all became irrelevant. It's like, you're just going to raise this kid and I'm going to be the fun guy at the park, like his uncle. And there's nothing past that. Like, you know, he doesn't recognize me when he sees me. He doesn't care because I'm a fun guy who doesn't discipline him. Except for when he remembers. At the very end of the visit, like when time kind of like enhances this internal memory. Because he's a little fucking kid. I mean, he doesn't remember shit. Like, and so yeah, big time. They're actually what's driving this, and so what I'm doing is biding my time until she comes back to her senses, because she's not like her parents and she doesn't like what her parents did, but she's repeating exactly to a T what her parents did when they were young. And so I need to bide my time until she comes back to her senses and not be like her dad and go cheat on her mom and, you know, do all this shit. And I need to just be there for her until she wakes the fuck up, because she's not making sense right now. She's doing things that are out of control. And that's the best plan I can come up with, you know, like,
I don't have a whole lot of control here, but what I do have, I am utilizing, and I'm doing my best to like analyze it and make sure that I make the right move, because she's seriously out of control right now. Yeah, her mom bought the house and we were paying her mortgage, so. Really?